Hello everyone, I'm Nguyen, I'm from Vietnam and I'm currently studying International Development and Management at Lund University, and today I'm here with...
Hello everyone, my name is Katongo Seyuba from Zambia. I'm here as well at Lund University pursuing a Master of Science degree in Development Studies.
Okay, thank you Katongo. So this is the new year, so like we just started like the new decade, but it's also like the time for us like to reflect a bit about last year, what we have done. And thinking about this time last year, I remember I was busily preparing for the scholarship application. Yeah. How about you?
It was pretty much the same. It was one hectic period, but yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah. And I'm curious, why did you choose Sweden?
To be honest, I didn't know much about Sweden in the beginning. But when I saw the opportunity to study in Sweden, I was very curious and I began reading and researching about it. I was impressed about the culture, issues of equality, sustainability, innovation, and you know how multicultural Sweden is. And also I looked up Lund University, top university. And how it's a good place for international students and all. So yeah. A lot of things, I mean, came into place at that time. I don't know, why did you choose Sweden?
Well, actually, I was involved with some events from the Embassy of Sweden in Vietnam before. So, like, started from that, like, I'm kind of, like, curious about, like, Sweden as well. And then, like, how innovation and also, like, sustainability... Yeah. In Sweden, and then it's got me curious and kind of like finding about the scholarship through that as well. Yeah. How about you? How did you find out about the scholarship? Because I remember when I talk about the scholarship with my friends, some says, "What scholarship is that?" Yeah, something like that. Yeah. How are you?
I would say fate.
Okay.
Yeah, I found it on Facebook. One of my lecturers from the University of Zambia had shared the post from, I think, the Swedish Institute on Facebook. And then I quickly looked through it, and then I saw issues of leadership, global professions, and I was really intrigued, and it matched my ambition, and that's how come I just, I think that should have been November or December, then I just straight on, I began reading about it and started preparing myself for it.
Yeah. And you were working when you applied for the scholarship?
Yes, I was actually working back home, and yeah, I remember I had to stay back at the office after hours to make sure that I had everything, you know, done.
Yeah. So let's move on the application part. Seeing I'm sure we both have a lot of experience about that, right? So what's your experience about scholarship application? What is the most difficult part?
Okay, it's really hard to say difficult, but I feel the thing maybe where people might miss it is reading. Mm. You need. It sounds cliche, but you need to read a lot. Yeah. You need to make sure that you read and understand everything that they're asking of the requirements.
Mm.
And also be in a position to be open and truthful to ensure that you have those requirements and, you know, meet them. I don't know what...
Well, for me, also, I think, like, the reading, but reading is not the instruction, but the FAQ.
Yeah.
Because I nearly missed the scholarship application because I didn't read the FAQ.
Oh, okay.
It's an interesting story.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, I still remember that on the document required to upload, it should not exceed like I think like 25 megabyte.
Yeah.
But then, like, one of my documents kind of like exceed that.
It was.
And I tried to upload, but it's fell. I tried to upload and it's fell, and it's the last day.
Wow.
I nearly got a heart attack, like,
imagine.
A panic attack on that. And then, like, my colleagues was like, how about you reduce the size of your document? I was like, maybe I should. And then I was able to upload it, and then, like, submit this on time.
Yeah.
But then it's, and then... After submitting, I kind of like read the FAQ.
Yeah.
I mean, it's too late to read. But then, like, one thing to remember, read everything. It's from the instruction to the frequent asked questions.
Yeah. I think I remember, well, this one was specifically when I was doing university admission. So when I was the weight count, the weight count said including spaces and other characters.
Yes.
I missed that in the beginning. You know, I was like, okay, I have 700 words, so that's it. And then, you know, when I checked, it was overboard when you include the characters and everything. So because I had to read again the instructions and make sure everything was on point, I found that mistake and I was able to correct it. So I think reading is very, very important and it can save you a lot.
Yeah, and I think one thing I think I should share that, like, do not ever apply or do not ever submit on the last day.
No.
Never.
No. I can imagine the heart attack.
No. And also, I think, like, on the last day, a lot of people apply as well. So, like, the website can be crashed.
Yeah.
And then you don't want to beggin, like, your whole effort, like, something like technical problem and things. So, like, make sure to apply, like, 2-3 days before.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then sometimes, like, if it's unavoidable, so for example, like reference letter, but then just make sure to repair everything beforehand, do you think?
But I mean, for example, I would share a personal experience. I was getting one of my reference letters, two actually of my reference letters, away from where I was staying when working. Like I was one from my university, which was a little bit far. So you explain, I think, to your referees how maybe important that agent the matter is, so that they, you know, treat it with as much. And then you can email them, you can exchange scan, they send it back. And at least this month, for example, January, I'm sure the documents are out.
Yeah, the documents are already out.
Now is the best time to make sure that you have everything running, and by next week or the other week, things are already set.
That's true. All the documents are out now, so like kind of like the applicants can repair like and then submit just like by the time the application portal open rather than on the last day.
It's really hectic.
Yeah, so if you don't want to get a heart attack, apply on the
definitely.
Never apply on the last day. Yes. Definitely. And also, so now how did you feel when you received the results?
I was extremely, extremely nervous that day. I was working at the office, and yeah, the result came out around noon,
Yeah, for my case, like at night.
Oh, okay. My case, it was noon. It should have been maybe around 2 p.m. or something. And I didn't know how to feel. I really, and to be honest, it sunk in really after. Like, it sometimes took months and after. And the excitement kicked in around July and August when I literally began preparing to come. But in the beginning, it was an amazing feeling.
Yeah.
I don't know, how was it? Where were you?
So, like, I was at home when the results are out. I know that, like, that day the results are out, but I kept, like, kind of waiting. But then I was like, no, just keep calm. I'm trying to be, calm during that time. But one thing is that when the results out, it doesn't include your name, right?
No, it doesn't.
It's the code, application number. And I was like, okay, now I need to look up for my application number. But then, like, I kind of like screaming and like very happy. Because I was with my family, so like we kind of like Jimmy and Troy, and then it was a very beautiful memory for me.
Lovely.
And then it's also, I think, the same as it started like kicking in when I prepared for the visa, then like on the email from SI coming, and when I received the resident permit to study here, I was like, wow, it's true.
It's happening.
It's happening.
No, I actually was not brave enough to check for myself. I had asked a friend.
Oh my God.
To check for me. I was like, if you find Lund University in Zambia, please let me know. You know, it was a crazy experience, but I was really excited.
Are you the only one, the only Zambian here, or like for Lund University?
No, Lund University, we came the two of us, but there's also another intake, I think. We have quite a number of people that come as well.
Yeah, sure. I know, like, the scholarship is quite popular in Africa.
Yes, it is.
It's very competitive.
It is. But, yeah, it is. And especially that, you know, most people now, I think, back home, because I also take time to share about the scholarship. So Facebook as well is reaching a lot of people to find out information about the scholarship.
Yeah. Oh, I remember, like, one thing I, like, one question that a lot of people ask me, like, what is my work experience that can help me, like, stand out from other applicants? I mean, I cannot really tell because, like, everyone has their own unique experience, right? Yeah. But I'm curious, like, what's your work experience like before when you apply for the scholarship? Are you working in the same field, like development or other field?
I would say pretty much the same field.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I was working in the public sector. So yeah, it's pretty much in the same field. But I feel it's, you know, people have different work experiences.
Yes.
So I feel there should be some kind of consistency in what you want to do, what you are doing, and where you want to be. So you know, these things should be clearly stated out in all the documents, in your CVs, in your motivational letter. You know, if you only study masters in international development and management, for example, there should be something
that
has driven you with something that you experienced or something you want to experience in the future. So you need to, I think, link some of these things and, you know, like really show that you know what you're doing and you know how the scholarship will really benefit you. I think that's very key.
Good advice.
Yeah,
very good. So now is 5 months? Is it 5 months, 6 months?
Six, what?
Nearly 6 months.
5 months.
Yeah.
Nearly 6 months.
Okay, so nearly 6 months here. Yeah. So how did the scholarship help you beside the financial support?
Yeah, most important in the financial support. But otherwise, I find this very, very valuable, especially through the Network for Future Global Leaders. It's something that I would encourage scholarship applicants to look out for and be actively engaged. You know, aside your academic work, there's this network that can really, you know, enhance your skills in leadership, in networking, you know, building networks among different people from different backgrounds, from global leaders. It's very, very cardinal. And I don't know how.
I think it's important as well because, like, I'm also involved with the NFGL here in Lund. We both, right? then I think it's also like one of the goals that their scholarship wants, like, on the applicants to achieve, and also like on the scholarship holder to achieve that kind of like improve the leadership skills.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think it's really, really important.
Yeah.
For us, like, to not only study but also like help our community and then build up our leadership potential.
And it is a very good family, you know. You never feel alone or, you know, outside. Coming from different backgrounds, it's a first contact point.
Yeah.
You know, I remember the welcome event we had. It was so nice to see everybody and share experiences.
That's true. Like the events in Stockholm, right?
Yeah.
The day was so beautiful in the weather, and then the venue, and then around 300 of us.
Yeah, we should have been around that much. And then the presentation also, I think, should have been brand power. Ignited some kind of civic responsibility, like, you know, that you get to feel among, you know, your peers and the successful applicants. You really get to feel the reason why you were chosen. What is expected of you and what you can do. Like, it's really a big thing, and it's something that people who are planning to apply should put in mind. Like, it's really huge, and it's a life-changing opportunity.
Okay. So any last advice? Any last advice, last words for our current applicants this year?
What's your advice?
Okay. I think I would have three advice.
Okay.
First, don't be scared.
Yeah.
I think like a lot of people like feeling like scared or like pressure, like, and kind of like wonder, like, are they good enough like to apply for the scholarship?
Yeah.
But I think not like everyone like everyone's a unit.
Yeah.
So like with your unit of experience,
yeah.
try to put them in your application
yeah.
and share and then be true.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the application. So it's like don't be scared to apply
yeah.
and don't kind of like de-evaluate yourself,
yeah.
like de-evaluate yourself, right? The second advice is that be on time.
Yeah.
Yeah, like so from my experience, I would stress again, never apply on the last day.
Something I've learned as well, sorry to interrupt you, in Sweden, time
yeah.
is very valuable.
That's true.
Extremely valuable. So this is something
yeah.
you should consider.
Yeah, and the third advice would be probably like be true to
yeah.
yourself,
yeah.
like in your application. And kind of like to, I think the application process is also like a good way for us to reflect
yeah.
on our journey
yeah.
and on what we have done and what we want to achieve in the future.
Yeah.
Right. So like it's also a good way for us like to be true to ourselves, like ask
yeah.
ourselves those kind of questions. So try to remember it when you apply,
yeah.
when you write the motivational letter or asking for the reference. Or even like the leadership experience,
yeah.
I think. Yeah?
Yeah.
How about you?
Well, if you have something
yeah.
in you, a strong drive to change something, your community, the world, I don't know, at whatever scale, I would really, really advise that the Swedish Institute Scholarship is the right scholarship for you. And it's going to allow you to, you know, live your dream and, you know, actually achieve what you really want to achieve in life. I know it's only 5 months, but so far it's been amazing.
Yeah.
And also, something that should be mentioned, it's extremely, extremely competitive.
Mm.
Okay. And once you understand that it's extremely competitive, out of thousands and thousands of applicants, I don't know, it should be 400 that are selected. Once you understand that, you should be able to take it with the seriousness it deserves.
Mm.
That's why I've emphasized on reading, when I pick on time,
mm.
and all these other things, try to get in touch with peers. Let them review some of the work that you're writing.
Yeah.
It's really, really important to make sure that you have the right documents and the right everything. And just breathe.
Mm.
Calm down and take your time.
Yeah.
Everything is gonna be well. And yeah, and most importantly, just be truthful and open in the entire application process. Yeah?
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much for joining our conversation
okay.
and then like, for having us with our applicants
yeah.
and I'm sure we will have a wonderful year and this year with NFGL.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So I wish you all the best for
yeah.
this year and yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Tuzentak, Nyeni, all the best and probably I'll see you soon with our network and
yeah.
please enjoy yourself and thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah.